Woman, you have great faith. She had great faith because she persevered in prayer and was humble before the Lord. The woman was a Canaanite. Canaanites were pagans. Cain, Abel, remember the story? The Canaanites were almost cursed by God. Not so much cursed, but they had lost God's blessing, fallen into idolatry, inbreeding, incest, and other forms of immoral practices, apart from human sacrifice. They were foreigners, strangers, alienated from God's presence. God did not come as their Messiah. He came to his people, the chosen people. For not centuries, but millennia, the patriarchs and prophets had matured, spiritually prepared God's people, Israel, for the coming of their Messiah, Christ, who would preach the gospel to them first and then in time through Paul and missionaries to the whole world. And that makes sense of what's happening here. This stranger, a foreigner, is wanting the presence of God, Christ. She's wanting her daughter healed, a manifestation of divine power. And Christ says, this power is reserved firstly for my people who've been prepared, then later to others. But she perseveres. The squeaky wheel gets the oil. When the going gets tough, the tough get going. Determination, perseverance is essential for success in the world and the salvation of our soul. So often people see a good sportsman or sportswoman, a famous musician, a great singer, an author, and think, oh, they were gifted, they were born like that. Well, I don't think that's quite the case. There are human child prodigies. There are select individuals like Mozart, Beethoven, Einstein, Michelangelo, and they are gifted, extraordinarily gifted. But for most people who are high achievers and successful in the world, it's not that they're gifted from birth, but rather they persevered. They kept practicing at the musician. They kept writing stories until one began to sell. They kept at their football, learning new tricks, how to kick the ball better and further, and so forth. In other words, it was perseverance, determination, keeping at it, that made them the success they became. We do all that for human prestige, popularity, power, and so forth. And that will one day pass. We don't get in the next world another soul. We do get another body. At the resurrection of the dead, we receive a glorious body for those in glory. But the soul we keep. The soul you die with is the soul you have for eternity. And as food is for the body, air is for the lungs, prayer is for the soul. And the more you invest in prayer in this life, the more blessed you will be in eternity. Many people don't know how to pray. They've grown up in secular homes. They don't even know the Our Father. 25 years ago at a funeral, most people knew the Lord's Prayer. Today, fewer and fewer say it. They don't know how to pray. They've never seen someone pray. And it's alien, foreign to them. They are strangers to prayer. And therefore strangers to being with God. So bear that first in mind. Then secondly, for those who do pray, many give up. They don't persevere. They don't keep at it. They lack dogged determination in food for their soul. Why? Well, perhaps they've been praying for years to God for a particular intention and it never happened. Maybe God doesn't exist. Maybe God's like an absentee landlord. He's kind of set the whole thing up and he's just not there. Or at least not there for me. Some people think, well, God, you know, I've done wrong things. Maybe God won't listen to me. He's turned his back on me. God never turns his back on us. Never, ever does God turn his back on us. We turn away from him. We turn from the light into the darkness. The light keeps shining. If we're in darkness, it's our fault, not his. So God does hear people who are strangers and foreigners. Well, why did Christ hesitate in responding to this woman? To teach us the lesson that although he has his chosen people back then, he'd given actual graces to all. In fact, it's a belief in the church that all people receive sufficient grace to find God, to know God, to love God and serve God in different degrees. He's giving actual graces to people at different times each day. The response is up to us and how much we are determined to seek him out. This woman, notice she came and she said to him, not sir, but the original Greek is Lord, Lord God. She acknowledges who he is. Furthermore, he's the son of David, King David, of dynastic succession, born at Bethlehem, the King of Kings, the Messiah. She has faith. She's received actual graces, yet is a foreigner. So she has a degree of faith, and with that perseveres in her prayer. Never give up on your prayers. Make sure, however, you do pray for the right thing. Sometimes people pray for inappropriate things. Sometimes you hear people at the races, oh, I wish my horse would win, God, hear my prayer. Well, maybe that's not the best thing for you to win this race. Sometimes our prayers go to heaven, and sometimes the answer coming back is no. Because God is a loving father, and loving fathers sometimes say no to their children. Because what they want is not what is best for them. And sometimes then God does respond to our prayer, but in his time frame, not ours. Now that's a hard one. We want something done by a certain date, we have surgery, we put these prayers in, made these novenas, and somehow we just don't get the response. Well, maybe the response is delayed, maybe there's a connection problem here. I don't think so. If God has heard our prayers, and he has, because of a prayer made in humility, a prayer that's sincere, and a prayer that's appropriate, the problem's ours. The response will come, but maybe not when we want it. Some saints prayed for certain good things to happen in their life, the conversion of this island, the changing of people's hearts, but it didn't happen in their life. It happened after they died. Sometimes we have to wait for decades before God does answer us. Why? Well, we'll know why in the next life. We want instant gratification. We want instant response to our prayers. Perhaps it's not meant to happen right now or in this decade of time. How often do people have to wait for many years for their prayers to be answered? God will tell us why in the next life. And sometimes too, prayers have a certain quota. So many prayers have to go in before God will give us the blessing that we so desire. Sometimes prayers have less. When we get to heaven, we'll know why. But what we have to do on earth is what this woman did. Never lose heart. Persevere in your prayer and add this essential element, humility. She came and she was humble. Although persistent, humble. How do we know she was humble? She fell on her knees. Humanity before divinity falls on their knees. That's why we're kneeling during the Eucharistic prayer at the consecration, because God's coming down. She was on her knees seeking mercy to take away her misery. Humility does not mean being humiliated. Humility does not mean thinking low of yourself. Humility means thinking nothing about yourself. A truly humble person is looking out at the needs of others. A proud, egotistical person is focused inward at themselves, absorbed in their own wants. A generous, humble person looks outward as our eyes are meant to see the needs of others. This woman is not there on her knees for her own sake, but for her daughter. And that's why she was so humble. kneeling before the Lord, begging, imploring grace, mercy for her daughter. And God sees her faith and blesses her and grants that healing. One great saint who did likewise is Saint Monica. For decades, not years, decades, he was 33 before he converted, she implored God for her son's conversion. Daily she prayed, week after week, month after month, persistent, humble before the Lord. And when God had that quota of grace at the time most opportune for his conversion, he converted. The grace was won, the prayer was answered. Ambrose baptized Augustine, and what a conversion it was. He then on became a priest, founded a religious order, and then perhaps the world's greatest bishop. And it all hung on mum persevering, being humble before the Lord, fulfilling that quota of prayer so required to bring about what a tremendous conversion. That's the example we have before us. So never give up. Never lose heart. Always know that God hears your prayer. But be like her, humble before the Lord.